Wisconsin farmers have been exporting more products to other countries, but Secretary Vilsack will host an event in Milwaukee this afternoon aimed at helping small and medium-sized firms boost their exports of food and agricultural goods. He says exports can grow.
With the passage of free trade agreements, Korea, Colombia, and Panama, we expect and anticipate even better days.
Tomorrow at the Wisconsin State Fair, Vilsack will hold a forum on improving economic conditions and creating jobs in rural America. Some dairy farmers say the rural economy would improve with a better milk price support system. Vilsack says some members of Congress are working on changes.
We have very volatile pricing in dairy, which creates a lot of uncertainty and instability in the market. What Colin Peterson is looking at is a program that would provide some margin protection, reforming the federal milk marketing order, and perhaps developing some kind of stabilization program when there are oversupplies so that the market can react more quickly.
Vilsack's visit comes as the new debt ceiling deal could eventually mean cuts in federal spending. He says government farm programs may be trimmed, but that partnerships may be built.
I met in Kansas City just last week with the Council on Foundations. And there's an opportunity with the nonprofit world to do a better job of encouraging their $1 trillion of assets to be invested in part in rural opportunities.
The future for farmers will be important to the whole state as agriculture supports nearly 350,000 jobs in Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.